Master. Hey, Master. Wakey, wakey. It's time to get up. If you don't wake up, something bad might happen, you know. Let's see. If you're still asleep in 10 seconds, that means you agree to be my boyfriend. No. That would totally be a good thing. We'd go on dates every day. I'd cook whatever you wanted me to. And we'd snuggle up close to each other every night. Oh my gosh! I literally just woke up and I'm already getting ahead of myself. I'm already losing it. Master is sleeping right next to me after all. Why shouldn't I be excited? But I can't control myself. He's so cute when he's sleeping. Time's up, Master. I really like you, Master. Would you be my boyfriend? You will? I'm so happy to hear that. This is so freaking embarrassing. If anyone could hear me, I'd literally die of shame. Good thing you can't. Right, Master? There you are. I hope you know it's rude to keep a girl waiting for that long. Kidding. Good morning. I'm happy to see you slept well. Well, I came in earlier, so I might have been staring. Just for a little bit. Maybe around, let's say, 4 hours ago. It might have been longer than that. Time flies when you're having fun, you know? Come on, it's not every day I get to spend this much time with you, Master. I need to make every second count. You don't need to worry about why I'm here right now. We're having such a nice moment, and talking about it would only make things mega awkward. I'll tell you later, I promise. All you need to know is that I plan on taking care of you all day. But there's no need to go rushing things. Do you have any plans or urgent work that needs to be finished today? Perfect. That means it should be fine to stay in bed for a bit longer, right? Thanks, Master. You don't even know how long I've been waiting for this. Wait, just forget I said that. I meant it's nice to see you more than usual, since you're always so busy and all. Hey, is it just me, or is your room a little cold? It's warm for you? All right, I'll just move a little closer then. Share some of your warmth with me, Master. You're right. When I'm pressed up against you like this, it isn't so cold anymore. Sorry, I didn't expect you to hug me all of a sudden. Yeah, I did say I was cold. You surprised me a little, that's all. Thank you, Master. You're always so dependable. I wouldn't mind spending the whole day in your bed. I know it's a bit weird of me to say this, but you're like the very definition of relaxing, Master. I'm going to completely melt if I stay like this for too long. Speaking of being relaxed, your heart is beating awfully fast. What's making you nervous? What's that? Something about my chest? If nothing's wrong, I'll just have to take your word for it then. No way! I'm not blushing. You must be seeing things. How could I possibly be embarrassed right now? I mean, it's pretty hot in here, isn't it? That must be the reason my face looks a little red. You're just being silly, Master. What about me being cold? Wait. Oh. You know what? How about we call this round a draw? I don't know about you, Master, but that sounds like a really good idea to me. Right? I knew you'd agree. I wasn't kidding about being cold, though. I'll need to cling tighter so I can gather more of your warmth. Hey, I always wanted to try this. You don't have sensitive ears, do you? I guess I'll find out in a moment. Lie still for a bit, okay? Did that surprise you? Yeah, but it felt good though, right? I'll keep going then. Close your eyes and relax, Master. You're twitching a lot. I didn't expect your ears to be this sensitive, to be honest. This is too funny. I can feel how fast your heart is beating. It's adorable how hard you're trying to stay still. You can have some more, as a treat. This ear has had enough fun. Your other ear is probably feeling a little lonely. Ready? I'll start. Thank you. It's weirdly addicting, right? Me blowing in your ear like this. I'm not even touching them, but your body can't help but react. Gosh. Forgetting about you for a second, Master. This is way too much stimulation for me to handle in one morning. Your face is all scrunched up from trying to stay still, but you somehow look even hotter this way. Hey, wait, don't look away, Master. I'm not done yet. It's not like I was trying to tease you. I meant it, you know. It feels pretty weird for me to say this sort of stuff out loud, but you went ahead and got flustered before I could. I'm gonna continue before I get too embarrassed to start again. Your body is twitching so much. You're not getting off to this, are you? No, I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's just... Promise me you'll keep this a secret. Promise? I swear, if I find out you told anyone, I'm leaking your sleeping videos to the group chat. Okay, whatever. That's not important here. Give me a sec to move so I can see your face while I talk to you. So, basically, a few days ago, me and a few of the others had a bit of a sleepover. Well, yeah, I know we live together, but sleeping in the same room is fun. It's called late night girl talk for a reason, Master. Where was I again? I lost my train of thought. Right, so we were talking for a while, and then the conversation turned toward you. We made a bet with each other. Whoever makes you pop a boner the earliest in the day wins. Basically, it's a competition to find out who you find the most attractive. There were some rules, of course. It only counts if we don't directly touch you down there, and morning wood doesn't count. So... if you say I made you hard only by blowing on your ears this early in the morning, I'd say I have a pretty good chance of winning. What do you think, Master? Did my ear blowing turn you on? Even a little bit? You can just say it. I'm not here to judge. Really? Yay! Let me text the time to the group chat. What do you mean you can't control things down there? It's just a friendly game. Don't take it so seriously, Master. You won't tell us who your favorite is, so this is how we'll settle things. Oh, what's that? You want to know what else we talked about? That's a secret. What happens during girls' talk stays during girls' talk. There's no way I could actually tell you. It's like super embarrassing, actually. Oh, right. Yeah, I already made sure everyone ate breakfast. Rose said something about eating later, so I'm not too sure about her. Anyways, I came here after I finished eating. Why do you ask? Hungry? Alright, I'll make you something special when we get out of bed. Oh, come on. That's no fun. You almost always eat leftovers for breakfast. Let me cook you something fresh this time. Yes. Thanks, Master. Just give me one more minute to charge off of you. You're so warm, I don't want to leave. Okay, that was a minute. We really do need to go, Master. I don't want to let you starve all morning, but maybe just a little more time in bed. One more minute, I promise.